You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Will enough voters in the congressional district that includes Syracuse change their minds and send a Democrat to Washington? Dana Balter is now the third Democrat to try and make that happen. Balter lost to John Kako by around 5 percentage points last November. She says people want more results on issues such as schools, healthcare, and the economy.
What we see in the chaos of Washington, D.C. is a lot of distraction that is meant to keep everyday Americans from thinking about those issues so that they don't hold responsible the people who are in office who are not taking action to help them address those challenges.
Another big issue she'd plan to address is campaign finances to try and take corporate influence out of politics. Balter says she's also hearing about the impacts from last year's tax reform.
I have had so many people reach out to me directly. They're either seeing smaller refunds or paying more in taxes this year, significantly more, to the point that they are really concerned about their finances.
Fellow Democrats Roger Misso and Francis Knoll announced candidacies earlier this month. Balter welcomes the primary as a chance to talk about solutions to real problems rather than just the political horse race. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.